Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB Dorogi. This week, The Alibi by Danny Chase. Jake tried to give Detective Miller his most winning smile. Guys, come on. This one wasn't me. I don't do armed robbery, you know that. Miller was unmoved.
Do you have an alibi?
I was home.
You got anyone can confirm that?
Jake looked around at the other cops in the squad room, feeling helpless. No, I was alone. Miller smiled.
That's too bad for you, Jake. This was a nasty one. You're going back to prison.
Wait, okay, actually, I had someone over. Jake gave a nervous laugh. Look, I'll be honest here. Last night I was planning to rob the First Municipal Bank. It was the middle of the night, no people there. You guys know I don't do anything when people are there. But then Fantastic Man showed up, you know, cape, mask, doing that keep the city safe thing. And he busted me. And then he took me home. And after that, I stayed in. Jake cleared his throat. And he stayed too. Miller raised an eyebrow.
Doing what?
Well, he gave me a firm talking to, and I took his advice to heart. Miller's other eyebrow went up, along with those of just about everybody else in the squad room. The chatter ceased, all eyes on Jake.
And how long did that take? Miller wanted to know.
Till about 3? So, you know, I wasn't around to rob the 24-hour diner. Miller was just staring at him.
Must have been some lecture.
Jake nodded. Yeah, he was sorry to have missed the notification about the diner robbery. I've told him to turn the sound up on his phone when he's lecturing, but he forgets. Another cop had come over now. His name tag read Peterson.
So, Fantastic Man lectures you often?
Jake fidgeted. Oh, well, I seem to need a good lecture now and then. Miller snorted.
Yeah, nice try.
He nodded to Peterson.
Book him.
Guys, Jake exclaimed, putting his hands up to hold them off. Look, let me just call him. All the eyebrows went back up.
You have Fantastic Man's phone number, said Miller, clearly skeptical.
Oh, I mean, it's a burner, of course. I wouldn't have his actual... One of the other cops gave a derisive laugh.
So I suppose you know his secret identity, too?
Jake laughed right back. It sounded kind of shrill, though.
Of course not. I mean, I'm a criminal. He'd never tell me that. So when he lectures you, he wears his mask?
Jake just fumbled his phone out of his pocket and dialed a number.
Hey, it's me. It's Jake. Jake Adams. No, I'm okay. I'm at the station.
No, about the diner robbery. I told them that. Yeah, they want my alibi. Look, I'm sorry. I wouldn't, except it was an armed robbery, and with my record... I said we were talking. Jake tried very hard not to blush in front of a room full of cops.
Yeah, that's so funny. No, you don't have to come all the way here.
Okay. See you in a few. It wasn't like it took Fantastic Man very long to get anywhere, what with his supersonic flight ability, but Jake felt like he stood there an age. He'd never been under interrogation by the entire police force before. He busied himself, making sure a window was open, and a moment later, a man in a red cape and shining white outfit, complete with distractingly, fantastically tight pants, stepped over the sill. He was immediately mobbed.
Oh, I see, Jake muttered under his breath. You just wanted to sign autographs.
Fantastic Man had hearing that was naturally fantastic, and he gave Jake a smirk. The red mask hid the upper part of his face except for his eyes, but even with it on, He could be quite expressive.
You weren't really at his apartment, were you?
Miller asked, looking at Fantastic Man with a bit of awe. Fantastic Man's mouth twitched up in a smile just for a second.
We had things to discuss.
Important crime things, Jake added quickly.
Fantastic Man was not fantastic at keeping a straight face. To be fair, he was not fantastic at keeping a straight anything. In any case, he gave Jake a look that was rather fond, to Jake's growing exasperation. Miller said eloquently.
Okay, we'll let him go, I guess.
And now Fantastic Man was apparently going to stand around with Jake while they did the paperwork. At least nobody else had super hearing.
I heard about the volcano on the news, Jake said as quietly as he could. You okay?
Fantastic Man had a fantastic smile, bright and handsome.
I'm fine, he said just as softly. You know, you left your jacket at my place. You want to grab it tonight? I can get takeout from that restaurant you like in Italy.
Yeah, sounds good. Jake fidgeted. Look, I'm really sorry about this.
Well, if you didn't go around attempting burglaries, you wouldn't have this problem,
Fantastic Man pointed out, although he did look rather fond again. Jake snorted.
As if we don't both make our living from the same thing.
Fantastic Man rolled his eyes. Let's leave the moral discussions for tonight. As soon as Miller waved at Jake, dismissing him, Jake shooed Fantastic Man back to the window.
Try to stay out of trouble until then? Fantastic Man asked.
Finally, with his back turned to the cops, Jake relaxed a little.
Oh, you know how I love a good moral discussion, he said with a grin. But I make no promises.
This has been The Alibi, written by Danny Chase and first published on DannyChase.com. Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit patreon.com/manawaker to find out more. The Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, CB DeRogi. Thanks for listening.